This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we will have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is 12 ways to increase your rental property cash flow. Now, this is one of those areas where all of us that are investors, especially when we have multifamily, we're looking for ways to be able to bring more cash to the table. And looking at whether you have single family homes or whether you have multifamily properties, you're looking at how can I increase that amount of monthly income? Because our focus is really on cash flow more than it is on equity or various other aspects of real estate investing. So how do you get more income from rental properties? Now, raising the rent seems like the most obvious way to increase cash flow, but in this week's Fun Fact Friday episode, we decided to come up with 12 more ways to increase monthly cash flow. Now, yes, you can increase rents, but what if they're already at market levels? Do you want to risk losing tenants? Or if you raise rents, well, you know, that might prevent you from doing that later on when, there might be a regular market upturn where it'd be easier to raise rents. So it has to make sense. If tenants leave, income goes down, not up. So that's not so much a great option when the timing is not right to increase that rent. So there are a number of ways that you can, though, increase your cash flow without increasing rent. We came up with a list of 12 that will increase your cash flow with less chance of losing valuable tenants. So let's begin with the list. Number one, install coin-operated washing machines. Now, a lot of people may already have those in their rental properties, but if not, it is a way you can pick up more additional cash flow. Even if you don't have the money to do it yourself, you can find companies that will do it for you and share the income with you. Number two, rent extra parking spaces. You can charge weekly for renters extra cars, or you can rent out unused spaces to neighboring apartment or office buildings. Number three, reduce monthly service expenses by seeking competitive bids on services you already use. So in other words, start asking for competitive bids from your monthly service providers, but also go outside of those, the ones that you're already using, and look for others to do the same thing to make sure you're getting the best price for your money. And we're talking about things such as trash pickup, lawn, landscaping services, pest control, those types of regular monthly services. Number four, rent storage sheds. Especially if your apartments are small, your renters may need a place to store their extra things. You don't want to let them spend their money elsewhere and going to an outside storage facility. So you can utilize unused space in your existing building. Maybe it's got an awkward size or something and you really can't do much with it, but maybe you could reconfigure it to be able to set up maybe storage lockers or some sort of storage facility there. Or you always have the option, too, of putting up a few waterproof sheds on the property and making sure they're secure in a good, you know, well-lit area, and rent out space storage in those sheds. Number five, enforce late fees. Now, a lot of folks don't do this, believe it or not, and it's perfectly fair to have a fee for late payment of rent. And guess what? Those who are chronically late usually don't mind paying a little extra. They don't look at these things the same way as other people might. Number six, offer improvements for rent increases. If it's worth $25 more monthly rent to a tenant, they may want to have a window AC unit. You can buy window AC units for less than $100, but you know, you can get a halfway decent one for, you know, maybe a little bit more than that. But to put those in a dishwasher or some other inexpensive amenity, you can add that and recoup the cost of it fairly quickly, especially if you're charging $25 a month, for example. Okay, let's look at number 7. Install vending machines. If your rental properties are large enough, others will do this for you for free again, and you get a share of the income. If you've got a lot of traffic, that could make a real good way of increasing your bottom line. Number 8, rent by the room. Now, this doesn't always work out, always depends on your property, but let's say you have a 3 or 4 bedroom house, or maybe you have units where you have multiple rooms in them, and you're having a hard time renting them. Well, you could include the utilities and rent by the room. This has made a lot of fortunes for investors in college towns who offer student housing. Some even charge by the bed. You have 3 beds in a room, you pay so much for the bed. It does, however, increase the responsibility of management. As student housing, there is a lot more activity going on, and you do need to have strong management in place. Number 9, rent to own. If you have a single-family home that you're having trouble renting, this could make sense for you. Usually there's a significant non-refundable deposit that a person that wants to participate in this program to do, and then you're charging a little higher on the market rents because they're renting to buy the property. When renters change their mind, as they often do, you get to keep the deposit, and all that time you've had the higher rent. So it's actually, you know, sort of a win-win situation. You get the property back, but you can offer it again under the same type of system. This is great when poor cash flow makes you want to sell. Instead of selling, you can look at the option. Hey, you've had people maybe have rented it 3 or 4 years, and they may be interested in buying the property. You can make the offer to them and structure it in a way that they could afford it. And at the same time, not only would you get this upfront cash, but you'd also get a higher payment because they're looking at it as a house payment more than they are a rent payment. If you check out our podcast episodes 029 and 057, we talk about a couple of these types of programs that are out there right now. Number 10, search around for less expensive property insurance. Seek competitive bids and look closely at your policy to see if there are adjustments that can be made, such as changing coverage from replacement value to actual cash value. Some insurance companies will also give you a bulk rate if you have many different properties and you want to package them all together. This is a real viable way of reducing your monthly payments because usually the property insurance portion of that can get rather high. Number 11, refinance your mortgage. Same idea as the property insurance. These are two expenses that you have to pay on a regular basis. So since you may have improved your property, for example, and built up a favorable profitability track record, you can go to bankers or lenders and try to get a better interest rate or terms that can reduce your monthly mortgage payment. Maybe you had a shorter term mortgage and you want to extend it out, you know, from a 20-year to a 30-year loan. And maybe you qualify for Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or one of these other types of programs that could get you significantly lower interest. That, again, will affect your cash flow. And finally, number 12, institute a RUBS program. RUBS are initials for Ratio Utility Billing System, which is just a kind of a fancy way of saying it's a way to get your tenants to pay all the utilities in the property. Now, there are sometimes utilities that the landlord pays for. Sometimes it's heating, sometimes it's water, commonly. But you can set up a RUBS program. There's actually organizations that will come in and help you structure it and handle communications and all the things with your tenants. And you can also set up a sort of a payment program as well through some of these organizations. So it's a good way to take those traditionally owner-absorbed costs and splitting it up based on anything from, you know, the occupancy factor, square footage of the units, and so forth, or maybe a combination of both to come up with a factor and amount that they would pay. And sometimes it's not that much. It may be $10, $15. It may be $20, $30. The advantage of implementing a RUBS program is that it requires no initial capital investment and it will avoid intrusion upon entering each resident's apartment to install a meter, for example, if you were going to meter those things out differently. So, well, that's our 12 cash flow increasing options that we came up with. And we didn't have to think too much to come up with those. I bet you could think of more yourself. For example, you might want to consider creative approaches like striking a deal with a local cable TV organization that you might get a percentage of their monthly cable bill, or talking to a high-speed internet service company, or maybe a cell phone company that may want to put a transmitter on your roof, and they pay to rent that roof space to be able to provide better coverage for their company. Reducing expenses and increasing cash flow not only puts more money in your pocket, which is the benefit you'd get right away, it also, however, increases the equity in your property. When you have higher return on investment, your higher ROI number, it directly impacts the overall value of your investment. So it's not only something that you benefit from immediately, you benefit from it at the point when you want to sell your property, when the value is that much higher because you have a good ROI. Well, that's it for today. Please note, Old Dog listeners, everything presented here, including links, if we mention them, like other shows that we have referenced here, can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork, and dogs is spelled D-A-W-G-S, olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And if you want to look up this episode to get the show notes, it's episode 070, entitled 12 Ways to Increase Your Rental Property Cash Flow. Until next time, remember, cash flow is king, and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.
University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.